Here comes Bod.
Alan, can you turn the music off, please? Yeah, off. The music off! Sorry about that. That was my esteemed neighbour, Alan. We'll be hearing more from Alan later. He'll be discussing the state of his marriage. And he'll also explain to me why he felt it was acceptable behaviour to follow me on holiday only the other week. Anyway, I'm glad you could join me today, Tuesday the 12th of August 2008. I've spent the day working on an article on the subject of automotive testing, so this is, for me, light relief. It's also quite late in the evening, so I'm trying to be quiet for my neighbours, which puts me in mind of Morrissey, who once, upon handing over a demo tape to a producer, explained that the singing was quiet on account of the fact that he didn't want to disturb his mother, who was in the next room.
Oh, mother, I can feel the soul falling over my head.
No sweat. I'm happy.
Oh, well, that was all rather hectic, wasn't it? Incidentally, I noticed on the playback that I appear to have something of a blocked-up nose. My apologies for that. A return to Dottingham doze, for those of you who remember. Anyway, I mentioned before that I was on holiday recently, and this, dear listener, is no lie. I drove down to Dorset with my girlfriend, and we stayed at the cottage that belongs to my Aunt Catherine and Uncle Meyer. Uncle Meyer is quite a character, and it must be said, rather old-fashioned in his way. Apparently, once, upon hearing Ricky Gervais on the radio, he dashed into the kitchen to inform his wife. "Come quick, Catherine," he said. "Ricky Gervais is performing a soliloquy on the third programme." He is also a big cricket fan, and once, as a child, took 8 for 11 on the lower pitch during an inter-house game at St George's School, Harpenden. 40 years later, I myself attended the very same school and bowled on the very same pitch, though my best figures on the lower pitch were only 5 for 8. This, however, did include a hat-trick.
Enough of this idle chat. It's time for a song.
Can't you? Oh, yes, it's me. Freeze every time we freeze.
That was Loving You by the late Minnie Riperton. God rest her five-octave soul. Now, it is with great pleasure that I introduce my guest today. His name, as you all probably know by now, is Alan, and he lives next door. Alan, good to see you. Come in, take
Thanks.
A seat.
Thanks, all.
Alan, I've just realised I've known you for probably 5 years now, Excuse but me. I don't actually know what your surname is. What is it, Alan?
Well, it's Alan.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm Alan Allen. You know, my dad was Alan Allen. His dad was Alan Allen. And his dad before that was Margaret Allen.
The listeners may remember from last time that you were having a difficult time at home. What's the latest on this?
Well, you say difficult. I mean, talk about from bad to worse. Shirley's moved out. The kids have moved out. I've moved out. No one's feeding the dog. Apparently it's dead. I haven't even been in because someone changed the lock. I think it was the RSPCA. It's a mess.
And how is Shirley?
Well, I don't give a shit. You know, she can do one. She can do three if she could. She can't even count.
Right.
And, I mean, the thing
right,
is...
Right.
Will you stop saying right? You know, who do you think you are, Ian? Right. Anyway, listen. Point is, it's an absolute nightmare. I wish I'd never met her. I should never have applied to the ad in Baker's Weekly. I hate her. I hate myself. I hate spoons. I hate everything.
How would you describe your mood at the moment, Alan?
Well, some days I get up and sometimes I don't, really. I am by turns very miserable and very, very miserable. Sometimes I'm happy too. I am changeable and at the same time not changeable. You know, I am a mystery wrapped up inside my own personal enigma.
There was something I wanted to bring up with you, actually, Alan. Listen, I know now's not a great time for you, but it's the right time for me. So I'm just going to ask you straight. Why did you follow me on holiday?
Oh, I can't believe you're doing this. Listen, it was a low day, and I was feeling very poor emotionally, so I just thought I'd seek out some comfort.
Well, it's not normal behaviour, is it?
I mean, you're not one to talk about normal behaviour. I can see you from my garage, and you're picking your nose and eating it in the style of a young child.
Will you promise not to do it again?
Well, only if you promise not to pick your nose, and I can see I can see on the walls where you wipe it. Look, it's just there.
Okay, finally, well, what message have you got for our listeners, Alan?
Well, I'd say never venture anything. Never fall in love. Never take a risk, and never help a nun.
Alan, listen, can I tell you something, please? Listen, don't take this the wrong way, but as far as I'm concerned, we are no longer friends. All you do is come over here and bring me down. Yeah, whatever. Listen,
what do you mean, whatever?
Don't you think I've got enough to worry about myself as it is without having to look after you? Yeah, go on, have a rant. Go on. Swear, turn the air blue, why don't you? Go on, that's it.
You're turning the air blue.
Go on, piss off.
Yeah, you see, you said piss.
Yeah, good riddance to you too.
All right, screw you. Screw you. Kick over the guitar.
My apologies for that. That was obviously Alan. He gets a bit carried away sometimes, but he'll settle, take a Mogadon, and he'll be back later. So, listen, all that's left for me to say is thank you, please, for tuning in. I don't know who you are, I don't know how many you are, but I enjoy making these little things. And I am going to leave you with a thought. What is the thought? No, I'm not. I'm just going to say goodbye.